Blog Talk Radio.
I can't let no one take my dreams away, so shouldn't you. I'm going to leave this song before we get started. Something you should enjoy about the truth. It's about love, fantasy. As I've written the song, you see, look inside, you will find that love and dreams can last forever on through. Popcorn, big fat obese people, and I'm like, listen, I exercise, okay? I am very tall. I'm not necessarily obese. Well, the point I'm trying to make. What age or size or whatever, your dreams can come true, you know? These people have said things like, I cannot sing, or too big, or too fat, or too crazy to be in the business. It's all up to me. I write, I sing, I play, and you know, I have the talent. But I do know that with dreams, you know, it does take a little bit of luck, but really the luck is caused by the determination and the effort. So, you know, as Jon Bon Jovi said in an interview a long time ago, you know, you don't need a record company or a major record company or any record company to make it anymore. You just need to put your songs on iTunes and people hear it. And in that sense, your dreams come true because everybody can hear your songs on the internet. They will hear it in iTunes. They will see the videos. You make videos and you can get your stuff on MTV, Vivo. You're there. People can see it. That's a chance for you to make it. Because, you know, the thing is that you don't need to go on American Idol anymore either. American Who? You know, talent comes in all forms and sizes. I don't think American Idol can encompass all the talent that's out there. Some people are in rock, some people are in country, some people real rhythm blues, some people classical, whatever. And if they can play a piano or whatever, it may be they may be marginalized by the format that American Idol have. American Idol is not the answer. If you believe in yourself, your song can be out there. iTunes, Vivo, get it on MTV. That's just as much publicity, as much exposure as the really big artists. If you believe in yourself, and I believe in myself, it can happen, or whatever dream you have. Doctor, lawyer, business person, singer, songwriter, musician, actor. And you should look at my video, Outkast, because Outkast, you know, has a melancholy song, but it really had a good message about ostracism. And I put in the video, if you can see it on YouTube, or you can see it on Vivo, just type in DOVENIGHT. It's this Outkast song, and I wrote, please don't take my dreams away to be a doctor, or a lawyer, a business person, or a musician, singer. Letter from the human race that's dignified. And I did that because there are a lot of people who felt ostracized or felt like outcast or felt like that they have, while they have the talent, they feel ostracized from the music or the entertainment industry, and it should not be that. It should be that we are, you know, everybody should be given that opportunity regardless of what shape or what they look like. Is about the talent, is about the song. That's the most important thing. It's the song, if it can commercially sell, or if it is the song and you got the talent, and then you got the PR. Just need a little PR and you watch magic happens. See, the goal, the difficult thing now is getting that PR. Not going, giving your song on Vivo or getting your song and YouTube and putting your songs on different websites or social media, or able to put it onto MTV or whatever. That is where you can get a lot of exposure. That is a lot of PR. I mean, YouTube is obviously a lot of PR. I mean, they like your song, they're gonna hear it. Getting it, you know, if you're lucky to get it on a radio station, because sometimes, you know, some people are lucky, you know, they have the right person at the right time who put their song on a radio station or whatever. But outside of music, if people want to be a doctor, lawyer, you know, they're struggling with the LSAT or so on, and they fail it so many times or fail entrance exams or fail medical exams, they don't give up, you know. There's always something for everybody, and always believe in yourself that there's opportunities in the United States of America or any part of the world. because the music industry based in Los Angeles, Nashville, New York, and London, and all over the world, and Tokyo, and Paris, and the rest of the major countries, it can be a very successful person regardless. So when someone laughed at me and said, "Popcorn, big and fat," I mean, I'm not necessarily big and fat, you know. I'm in good shape, or if I'm small, you know, big and small. I mean, they even called me Biggie Smalls. I ain't no freaking Biggie Smalls. That guy was big, real big. Biggie Smalls is totally different from me. When it comes to Biggie Smalls, I am, leave it to the rap, to the rap gang. I mean, when you're big, you're big. I don't care if you're small or whatever. You can be as big as an elephant or hippopotamus. But if you got the talent to sing or write, you should be in the business. Whether it's rock, pop, soul, whatever. So, I mean, I'm not putting down little or small skinny. I mean, there are a lot of people. I mean, there are a lot of skinny people or big people. We're all equal, regardless of what size they are. You know, there are a lot of heavyset people who felt ostracized by Hollywood, and they should be given that chance to be in the business. And a lot of, you know, a lot of skinny people are fat people themselves, you know. You hear, you know, they have all those, whether they have high blood pressure, heart disease. I mean, they don't even exercise. You can't judge a book by its apple. You can be in the best shape in the world and be ready to die. So don't, you know, and there are a lot of people who are heavyset who are in shape. So don't judge a book by its cover. People are equal. There are a lot of good people who are in shape who are heavier. And they should be given that chance, regardless of what they look like. They should be given that chance to sing. But the truth is that, you know, regardless, it's about the talent and about the song. If you're in the music business, if you're a Dr. Lurie, it's about determination and learning the material that you need to do. But especially, particularly in the music industry, people just hate me. They just say, "I can't write. I can't sing." That's negativity. Those are dream killers. Stay away from the dream killers. There's always a dream killer. The dream killers don't know what you have. They just trying to stop you. I ain't going to let a dream killer stop me from releasing music, or because I know that my dream's going to happen regardless of what someone say or a dream killer do. It happens on its own. And it has to happen if I have the determination to do it. And I can do it regardless of what somebody else say. It is, you know, in the music business, you need one opinion. And that one opinion now is yourself. Go to CD Baby, go to the iTunes and put your songs on iTunes. Make your videos and go out and play. You will find that you will go a long way further than from where you started. You don't need a big major record label or smaller label to do it anymore. You can do it on your own. That's what I know now. So the thing is that I ain't going to let the haters who put me down because whether I'm too skinny or too fat, that's not going to determine my chances to succeed. It's going to determine how much talent I have or how much determination I have. If you got the determination, and some people who seem to have mediocre talent or very marginalized talent but have so much determination, they made it because they believe in themselves. And it's not. And when it comes to talent, I can't make a judgment on someone's talent because we're all unique. What seemingly isn't seem as untalent, maybe because the person is not educated enough to know the difference. Because you cannot sing the same way in rock and roll music. I mean, AC/DC or Guns N' Roses and the harder forms of Led Zeppelin is different from listening to Roberta Flack or Luther Vandross. And that is different from listening to, you know, from other different forms of music. It doesn't matter. If you believe in yourself, it can happen. I'm not going to let a hater stop me, and don't let one either. I mean, the fame and rival reputation around the industry is not going to do any good. Because when people hear somebody put down somebody's talent, he can't make it because he's schizophrenic. He can't make it because he's too fat. He can't make it because he don't know how to sing. That's a negative person. Negative situations, negative people, negative consequences. Idiots, haters, dream killers. I can't let them stop me, and so shouldn't you. I don't care how big someone is or what kind of music they have or how they sound. If they believe in themselves, it's up to them, not up to a dream killer. I believe in myself. Thank you. Give me a chance, because I can't take someone's dreams away, and I don't want somebody else taking mine. Good night from Dub Night.